So we begin this morning with this conscious decision that we make to meet each week. A conscious decision to be intentional. A conscious decision to breathe. And a conscious decision to feel. No matter what might be going on for each of us, whether that is easy or difficult. And so this conscious decision is a critical part of our lives. We choose to be awake. We choose to be present. We choose to feel. Sometimes it's easier in some ways to allow ourselves to feel pain than joy. Sometimes it's harder to make the decision to open to joy and to love than it is to make the decision to open to pain and suffering. And just take the time to notice. What is your habit? And my meditation teacher 40 years ago said to me, we spend so much time thinking of our problems and so little time thinking of our qualities and our abilities. I just invite you now to allow yourself 3 conscious breaths. And ask yourself this question. If I really, truly connect today to my qualities and my abilities, where will that lead me? And I invite you to, using your hands if necessary, using your thought and your conscious intention if you want to do that, to in the next 3 conscious breaths, breathe in whatever quality or abilities come into your mind and consciously draw them into your body, feel where they land. Feel if that connects you differently to your seat and to the ground. Notice what it does to your breathing. And then again, using your hands if you need to, in the next three conscious breaths, allow yourself to breathe those qualities and abilities into your heart chakra. And then in the next three conscious breaths, allow yourself to connect your heart chakra to your root chakra. Drawing that quality or ability down right deep inside you. Feeling that sense of root. And then in the next three breaths, allow yourself to make a connection up and down between the root and the heart at whatever pace feels good to you. If it's just once in those three breaths, that's fine. Really take your time. Consciously connect your legs to your feet and to the floor. And come back up to the heart. And in the next few breaths, just allow yourself to do a scan of the body, to notice where you might have any tightness, any feeling of pain or blockage. Notice your jaw, your shoulders, the center of your back, pelvis, your hands, your arms, your legs. And whenever you experience some discomfort or dis-ease, breathe into it with that knowledge of those qualities and abilities that you've connected to. And notice that our problems and difficulties are so often connected deeply to our qualities and abilities. They are frequently the other side of the coin. And I read a rather beautiful thing that said it's sometimes just where we have those qualities and abilities too much or out of balance, that they become problems and difficulties. So allow yourself to reflect on both sides of the coin. Allow yourself to perhaps notice what is your associated problem with each of those qualities or abilities you may have connected with. And really see that those problems are just the other side of your qualities. And in the next three conscious breaths, allow yourself to see if you can choose to keep connecting to both sides of your coin. So we don't inflate the ego, but neither do we collapse. Because we understand that we cannot have one without the other. And reconnect with your heart. Once again, slowly take your awareness down the spine, staying connected to your breath. Moving from the root chakra, the coccyx, physically, with your intention through the pelvis and into the legs. Connecting with the ground. Perhaps if it feels good to you to allow that sense of roots going into the ground to support you. Coming back up slowly through the legs. The knees, the thighs, slowly, slowly. Through the pelvis, reconnecting with the spine. Back up to the heart chakra. Again, taking your time. And from your heart chakra, let that flow out through your hands, your arms. Bringing a real sense of love and compassion to yourself. Taking your awareness from the heart chakra back up through the head, out to the top of your halo, just connecting with the others in the group briefly, and the others in the group who aren't here. For me, I just want to send them a sense of inclusion and of warmth, of care for today, for this week. And whilst you have your intention outside yourself, you could also link to anybody else that you would like to send care, send compassion, send love. And then bringing your awareness gently back to yourself, back to your heart. Your pelvis, your legs, your feet.